The aspiration that brings birth in Dewa Chen. From this realm of Bhagavan Shakyamuni, travelling in the western direction across lands as numerous as the sands of the Ganges, lies Dewa Chen, the realm of the perfect Buddha. Dewa Chen, this very pure realm free of faults, is so very, very far away. The ground is made entirely of jewels, and, being flat like the palm of the hand, it presents no difficulties. Well adorned with myriad flowers and lotuses, it is endlessly fascinating, beautiful, and attractive. In this most excellent realm resides the perfect Buddha, Amitayus, the teacher of gods and men. Giving up all our afflictions, may I, and all sentient beings, be born in this realm of pure aspiration. In the realm of Dewa Chen, so pure and clear and stable, sweet melodies arise as magical emanations of the victors. All life's requirements, whatever is wished for, arise easily there, without effort or striving. In this most excellent realm, sentient beings never even hear the words states of woe, jealous gods, or the lord of death. Because no one has a female body in Dewa Chen, no one is born there from a womb. The only mode of birth to be found there is magical appearance on a lotus made of jewels. On entering this land, arising from pure aspiration, all unvirtue is discarded. May I and all sentient beings be born in this realm. Dewa Chen is the realm of completely pure light. All sentient beings born in this realm will never experience fever or other sufferings. Having been born there, one cannot fall into the states of woe or be born where there are obstacles. The bodhisattvas who are born in this realm remain in one body for lives of immeasurable duration. For many such lives, they stay on the bodhisattva stages, and their only wish is to make a great wave of beneficial activity and then, after one final birth, to gain complete Buddhahood. In this realm of pure aspiration, the two accumulations are fully completed. May I and all sentient beings be born in this realm. The realm of Dewa Chen has been praised by the Buddhas. In the palace of pure, clear jewels resides the perfect Buddha, Sepame. To the right of the benefactor Sepame is Chenrezig, who looks on all beings with love and compassion. On the left of the benefactor is the bodhisattva Vajrapani, who performs the activity of spreading the stainless doctrine. The rest of the victor's entourage have all good qualities fully developed. They reside, spreading inconceivable great original knowing. When the time of our death arrives, may we not stray into bad places. Most excellent deity, may we come before you and see your face. We must be born there, in the realm of Dewa Chen, born from a lotus and hearing the holy Dharma. May we receive predictions from the victor and gain foreknowledge and other miraculous powers. May all sentient beings have the connection with me that lets me lead them there, to that most excellent holy realm. This is my pure aspiration. May the most excellent gurus and the benefactor Chenrezig, along with all their retinues, and the victor and his excellent disciples, cause it to be fulfilled. From the Western Red Copper Treasury, the Incarnation, Rigzin Chenpo, Rigzin Godem, revealed this from the hidden treasure. It is part of the aspirations belonging to the outer sadhana of Chenrezig. As the lotus is not tainted by mud, may we be born in Dewa Chen appearing from a lotus untainted by the impurities of the three worlds. Immediately on leaving this world, may we take miraculous birth in the pure realm of Dewa Chen, upon the stamen in the heart of a lotus. Immediately on abandoning this impure body, we must take miraculous birth in Dewa Chen. Immediately at birth, we must ascend the 10 stages and act for the benefit of others by sending emanations in all directions. Note, the great bodhisattvas in Dewa Chen can enter Buddhahood whenever they wish, having fully completed the path. They act as compassionate bodhisattvas until the time is appropriate for them to enter Buddhahood and further act for the welfare of all. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Read by Wendy, February 2023.